The city of Fairbanks is being asked to authorize operation of the state's first medical marijuana dispensary. A local woman is pushing the city to legalize operation of a business that could cultivate and sell the drug to approved medical users. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Growing and possession of small amounts of marijuana in the home are legal under state law in Alaska. Medical marijuana cardholders are also allowed to obtain the drug through a registered caregiver, somebody who grows and processes the plant for them. Hundreds of Alaskans have medical marijuana cards, but local advocate Mystique Lockery says it's hard for some patients to get the drug, and she's pushing the city of Fairbanks to pass an ordinance allowing a local dispensary to serve them.
The city council is the fastest and best way, I believe. I tried the borough. They don't have the police powers. I could try and go through the state, but then that would have to go through a very long, drawn-out process. The city council would be able to put it into effect quicker so that the people would be able to get their medication quicker.
Lockery, who has faced charges for illegal grow operations in the past, testified before the Fairbanks City Council at two meetings this month. So far, the council hasn't taken any action. Speaking at this week's meeting, Councilmember Bernard Gatewood said the city is not in the position to help.
I just have not heard anything or read anything or been convinced in any way that this body has any authority in granting any power for the establishment of a medical marijuana dispensary.
Fellow council member Renee Staley said medical marijuana access is best addressed at a higher level of government.
It's really a federal thing, and if it's something that's prescribed by a doctor, you should be able to get it at a pharmacy.
Another council member, Lloyd Hilling, said it would be interesting to see what happened if the city forced the dispensary issue, adding he'll continue to look into it. City Attorney Paul Ewers said his research indicates the city would run up against state law if it tried to legalize medical marijuana sales.
My reading of state law, and it's confirmed by the district attorney's office, is that a person operating a medical marijuana dispensary would be committing a state crime. And there's nothing that the council could do to change that. Couldn't give it its blessing, couldn't change state law.
Ewers said some other states have addressed the issue, like Vermont, which has a system that allows nonprofit dispensaries. But there's still conflict with federal law, under which marijuana remains an illegal drug. Lockery maintains medical marijuana has separate legal standing, and Fairbanks can exercise it.
Fairbanks would definitely be a test case, but considering the legislature has already made their point clear that they believe it is legal in a medical sense and should be available in a medical sense, then there is no reason that it should not be able to be obtained legally for a medical use.
Democratic State Representative David Guttenberg of Fairbanks says he's looking into creation of a state system to allow for medical marijuana dispensaries.
I don't understand where you have a right to have something if you don't have the ability to get it, when that's blocked by law and statute. The medical marijuana law is something that we need to explore. I think the local option is something that I'm looking into. If there's statute that needs to be changed that allows local communities to have that ability to do that, whether it's run by a nonprofit or a governmental agency, patients that need something should be able to get it.
Guttenberg notes that much stronger drugs are available through pharmacies. He says if the city of Fairbanks goes out front and sanctions the state's first medical marijuana dispensary, he would try to back it with state legislation. He says there are serious issues that need to be addressed related to marijuana cultivation and quality control. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.